Hachette Audio presents The Naming of the Dead by Ian Rankin. Read by James Gale.
Friday, July 1st, 2005. In place of a closing hymn, there was music. The Who. Love, Rain, or Me. Rebus recognized it the moment it started. Thunderclaps and teeming rain filling the chapel. He was in the front pew. Chrissy had insisted. He'd rather have been further back, his usual place at funerals. Chrissy's son and daughter sat next to her. Leslie was comforting her mother, an arm around her as the tears fell. Kenny stared straight ahead, storing up emotion for later. Earlier that morning, back at the house, Rebus had asked him his age. He would be 30 next month. Leslie was 2 years younger. Brother and sister looked like their mother, reminding Rebus that people had said the same about Michael and him. The pair of you, the spitting image of your mum. Michael. Mickey, if you preferred. Rebus's younger brother, dead in a shiny-handled box at the age of 54. Scotland's mortality rate, that of a third-world nation. Lifestyle, diet, genes, plenty of theories. The full post-mortem hadn't come through yet. Massive stroke was what Chrissy had told Rebus on the phone, assuring him that it was sudden, as if that made a difference. Sudden meant Rebus hadn't been able to say goodbye. It meant his last words to Michael had been a joke about his beloved Wraith Rovers soccer team in a phone call 3 months back. A Wraith scarf, navy and white, had been draped over the coffin alongside the wreaths.